Are you discussing the songs of the other one? Like that you bring in a song, Amy, and giving it over to Emily, and you maybe start arguing about it, what you're writing in it, whatever.
No, not really. I mean, sometimes we'll be writing a song and it's in its process of being finished, and we'll say, make comments on it, whether or not we like it, or maybe even have a question about the structure of a song, you know, whether to add a bridge or does it need a bridge or little things like that. But for the most part, like a lot of Amy's songs, I hear over the course of a year together touring, because she jams on them in soundcheck. And so they're sort of in my consciousness already. Sometimes there are brand new ones that I've never heard, but it's mostly I've grown to know them a little bit already. And so, you know, I love Amy's songs, and they're inspiring to work with, and they're different from what I do. So we really don't do arguing. I mean, sometimes there's a creative tension that happens, and we might not necessarily come to a meeting of the minds about way a song should be treated in the studio or what to do. But whoever wrote the song gets the final word. And that's kind of like our rule of thumb, and it works for us. And the rest is a process of faith and experience, you know, history and trust.
But I think over the years, like you've been working together for such a long time, there must have been cases where maybe you, Emily, or you, Amy, brought in songs that didn't work, or that the other one wasn't happy with at all. So that didn't work. And Amy, you did a solo album. Maybe this.
Yeah, that's a perfect segue into that.
That one's probably a good example for it, is it?
But it wasn't because Emily didn't like a song or
which is okay if you don't like every song of your partner.
But it was more because of I wanted to do something alone, also for the challenge of not having Emily as a crutch to always turn to for, like, write this harmony or play this lead guitar part. I really felt like it was time for me to figure out if I could just do something on my own. And that was, like, a challenge to myself. And then musically, I wanted to do something in an arena that was encompassed everything about independent music. So I was tackling subjects that I think were very singular, that I didn't think would be served well by two voices singing them. I was wanting to put it out on my own label instead of have a corporate structure around it. And I wanted to do a tour that was very stripped down, where I just drove myself around and with my electric guitar and just, you know, a punk ethic all the way around. And it just wasn't it's not what Indigo Girls do necessarily. You know, I mean, we have a very punk ethic in some ways, but we're in a system that's so huge with so many bureaucracies, really, that I needed to get away from it, you know, for a year or 6 months anyway. And so it totally energized me. I learned a lot from it. And the things I did, I can bring back into Indigo Girls. And hopefully Emily will do the same thing and make a solo record and bring back those things to us, too. It just enhances what we're doing to do things like that, I think. Mm-hmm.